Mr. Thumbe Mohideen, welcome to the Maz Hakim podcast.
Okay, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. Yeah.
I would love to hear about your personal journey and how you began the Thumbe Group.
I happened to come to UAE in the year 97. I was transiting to a country called Tanzania. So during my stay, short stay in UAE, I happened to meet a sheikh, a young sheikh, and we had a casual discussion, and he was interested in doing something for his country. So he asked me a question. I'm a businessman, you know. Can you think of something which is good for my country? I said, what do you mean by good? He said, which will have multiple effects on the economy. So I quickly suggested to him, why don't you build a medical school and a hospital? So he asked me, what will happen? I said, everything will flourish around it. Schools, taxis, restaurants, hotels, plus you'll become famous internationally. So in a few days' time, it was just a casual meeting, casual comment. So I never expected anything to come out of it. In a few days' time, I got a call from the ruler's court of Ajman. He said, His Highness wants to meet you, me. So I said, okay, it's a good opportunity to meet the ruler himself. So I went there. They're very nice people, very simple people. So he asked me about my background, that you're a third generation businessman. And in the end, he asked me, you suggested a medical school and hospital for our country. Can you build it? I said, Sheikh, I'm a businessman. I have no knowledge about medical education, healthcare. So he assured me, you know, I'm the ruler, the government of Ajman. We can do wonders for you. I can make it successful. So I thought it is from Almighty, you know, it's opportunity. So I said, okay, Sheikh, I will look at it. But let me go back, get some consultants to do a feasibility. He said, I give you 1 month time to come back to me with the report. So I brought consultants, I did a study. I'm talking 1997. Ajman was almost very quiet and slow, very sleepy place. Dubai was well known and it was coming up, but not Ajman. So my consultants felt it was a fantastic project. We'll be the only one in the country. So we had a lot of advantages. So I went back to His Highness and I said, I'm ready. He said, okay. So that's how we started. The day he came to lay the foundation, we got 1,000 applications for students, you know, in 1 day. Yeah. So we succeeded in a nice way from the beginning, but 25 years journey has not been very, very easy because it's a new country, new business, healthcare. We have almost 500 doctors working. So,
There's
but
a
alhamdulillah, it was a fantastic journey.
book by Paulo Coelho called The Alchemist, and that's all about looking for signs and messages, and when someone leads you to something or gives you an opportunity for something, you take it. And you did exactly that. You took that opportunity and life
Yes.
directed you into a
Yeah.
different path.
Being a businessman, we are always looking for opportunities, you know? Something new, something trendsetting, something unique. So I'm from a very well-to-do family back home. I gave up everything and I came, settled down in UAE, brought my family, brought my children, and we have been here for the last 25 years now. It's a lovely, beautiful country. And those days it was even much better. We enjoyed everything, you know. I could drive to Dubai twice a day, no
No
traffic.
traffic.
But
Now there's a bit more
now it's a little
traffic.
more traffic, more competition, a little saturated in terms of healthcare, and yeah. So we enjoyed the monopoly for many, many years, yeah.
Of course. And what were some of the challenges that you faced at the time when you were building the Thumbe Group?
Frankly, I never dreamt that we will grow into something big. I was always thinking I'll build a medical school, I'll build a hospital, I'll continue with my old business from India, and a dean or a chancellor will manage it, you know. But there were challenges. It is a first of its kind. So many governmental approvals, ministry approval, Ministry of Health approval. So I had to stay. I'm a very serious man and I'm a very committed person. I know the parents trust us, the students trust us. So I settle down in UAE. Not being in the field itself is a challenge, you know, imagine.
Of course.
The doctor's language is different and academician's language is different.
Their signatures are different.
I coped up well.
Yeah. What kind of businesses fall under the Thumbe Group now?
Right now, our biggest and the flagship company is called Gulf Medical University.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 years old now. We have about 6 colleges. We have 2,600 students full-time from 95 countries.
Wow.
And about 2,000 part-time students.
Mm-hmm.
So we have medical, dental, pharmacy. We specialize in healthcare and medical, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and we are the only one in the entire Middle East, Gulf, not Middle East, Gulf.
Wow.
Private. There are many government colleges, government universities. We are the only private. And we are well recognized. It's a premium institution. It's not easy to get into our university. For example, every year we admit about 550 students, approximately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get about 10,000 applications for that.
Oh my gosh.
So it's quite challenging to select the few and accommodate them.
Yes.
So that is our main, and it's a big setup. You know, we have about 1 million square feet of land and 1 million square feet of built up area.
Oh my gosh.
It's a big setup.
Yes.
Apart from that, we have hospitals. We have 7 hospitals, 650 beds. These hospitals are unlike the other commercial hospitals you see in UAE.
Mm-hmm.
These are academic hospitals. What it means is, it's designed as a teaching hospital.
Yes.
Every doctor has to wear 2 hats. You know, he's either a head of the pediatrics, he's a professor in pediatrics. He teaches, trains students. So it's different, you know. So we created a system called Academic Health System 20 years ago. Right now, Dubai government has introduced a system called Academic Health System.
Mm-hmm.
We did that 20 years ago, and we are private, you know. We had no government support. 7 hospitals, 650 beds, 5 medical centers, clinics in all the Emirates, from Umm Al Quwain, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah, Fujairah, Dubai. We have everywhere. 48 pharmacies, including Al Ain, Abu Dhabi. We had 60 during the COVID. 12 of them closed down and we couldn't revive it.
Yes.
Still have 48 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 5 laboratories called Thumbe Labs.
Mm-hmm.
So we did very well during the COVID. So we were very much in demand during the COVID time because of the high standards we maintained and quality we maintained. Yeah. Apart from that, we have other businesses like in the hospitality. We have a chain of health clubs called Body and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
We had 5 of them. During the COVID, 2 of them closed down, couldn't revive it. Still 3. We had 15,000 members in these clubs. We have a chain of coffee shops called Blends and Brews.
Ah, yes, wow.
So we had about 20 of them. We slowed down during COVID. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some of the retail businesses were affected during COVID.
Yes.
But now we are franchising our coffee shop. We are franchising our hospital, going to other countries. Maybe we'll come to Afghanistan, go to Iran, Iraq.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, some countries which are not explored yet,
yes.
You know. Iran, Iraq is potential place. Yeah.
Yes. And as a businessman, you see that potential.
Yeah, I think the future is in franchising because there's no much of capital investment.
Mm-hmm.
We just lend our name, we give our expertise and we push the business, run the business, yeah. Apart from that, we are getting into the latest what's happening in the world of education technology.
Yes.
So, like, we have built a new online training program in medical, healthcare, and wellness.
Okay.
So, we expect 100,000 students to come and join us in the next few years.
Wonderful.
We have tied up with some top leading names in the world, like we have University of London, Queen Mary from UK.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone from Egypt. We have someone from Australia, Deakins and Newcastle.
Uh-huh.
Then we have Arizona from America. We have from India. Many of them contributing content, you know.
Yes.
So we have, our plan is to have about 2,000 online programs and 100,000 students.
Wow.
That portal is called Healthware City.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something unique, very new, very niche.
Yes.
Only focus on healthcare, medical, wellness, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. And that is where the future is going. I think a lot of people are becoming a lot more aware of the importance of health and mental health as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned COVID earlier. How did the Thumbe Group cope with COVID? And I guess it was a huge challenge. So how did you guys cope with that?
No one expected COVID. No one knew what's going to happen. No one could predict what could happen. So we too suffered initially, but we found our niche. We found our ways to survive and make money. Many things were God sent, you know, like the labs, which we have the largest lab in the private sector in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did very well. So we catered to all the COVID testing in the Northern Emirates and Dubai also. We have a hospital in Dubai.
Yes.
These online programs we developed during the COVID because students couldn't come into the university campus. They were not allowed to come.
Mm-hmm.
We supported the government with two hospitals for the COVID patients.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great help to the government also, Dubai and Ajman.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, as a business also, it was very feasible, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So it helped us initially we suffered, didn't know what to do, but once we found our niche there, we survived and did well.
You adapted.
Yeah.
I think a lot of businesses, especially in healthcare, that adapted quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
You know, really made a change.
Yeah. No, we were initially hurt, you know.
Yes.
Many things slowed down. Pharmacies, retail, coffee shops, health clubs. Everything slowed down.
Yes.
But God has been kind, we survived. And now we are reviving everything and we want to grow now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the Gulf Medical University and its role in shaping the future of healthcare professionals?
I want to repeat again, we were the first private medical school in the region.
Yes.
It's the only private medical university in the region.
Mm-hmm.
There are medical schools, government schools, but we are a university, many colleges. And we cater to different nationalities. Many of the colleges have a certain nationality, say Arabs. We have multiple. And people are surprised. How come you have students from 95, 96 countries now? One of the secret was when we started, I was in Ajman. So all our brochures, all our marketing material carried a tagline that close to Dubai, in the outskirts of Dubai, 20 minutes from Dubai. We cashed on the Dubai brand.
Yeah. Smart.
So I think that is one of our main success. Yeah.
Yes.
Dubai is a big brand, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Worldwide.
Yeah. Worldwide, yeah.
The whole world wants to move to Dubai.
Yeah, true.
Right now.
True.
And what kind of things do you teach at the university? What kind of...
We have many colleges. The biggest one and the most premium one is the medical college.
Yes.
It's an MBBS program,
mm-hmm.
undergraduate program.
Okay.
And then we have dentistry, we have physiotherapy, then we have pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
we have allied health like nursing and technical program. And we have a management college also in healthcare. Undergraduate, and now we have postgraduate and residency programs also.
And what about how do you envision the future of healthcare, especially in the UAE?
Healthcare is a great quality in UAE. The government monitors quality, doing very well. But during the COVID, many of the health hospitals suffered, you know. So they're just struggling to revive themselves. And some places are a little saturated. We know the government is encouraging population to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dubai, they plan to increase the population by 750,000 people.
Yes.
So we have to provide education. We have to provide healthcare mm-hmm. to all these people. So mm-hmm. it will improve. Right now, it is a little slow.
Yes.
But quality in UAE is as good as anywhere in worldwide. And it's a better place. Like medical tourism is popular in India and Thailand and these places.
Mm-hmm.
But India is not a very safe place.
Yeah.
And the quality of life is not that great. UAE is good for both, for security also, for quality also.
A lot of people, I think, I mean, a few years ago, would prefer to go to a lot of sort of international hospitals, but now everybody is coming to the UAE.
Is going to do it in UAE. It's more comfortable. Easy.
Yes.
You have families around, will take care, yeah.
And convenience.
Convenient, yeah.
Hospitality is the best. The food is the best. And what would your advice be to aspiring entrepreneurs in the healthcare industry?
It's not only healthcare, in any business. You know, this is a beautiful country. It's a good place to come settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone. And everyone are tempted now. You know, we have a large population of Indians coming here. Or Afghan is coming. Pakistan is coming. Europeans coming. Ukrainians coming. And mm-hmm. people coming. But what you have to understand is it's a very competitive world. It's not that like the earlier days, you come and do anything, it succeeds, you know.
Yeah.
So we need to do a proper study, do a feasibility, find these gaps, what can be done, which is the most ideal business we can get into. It's not only healthcare.
Yes.
Healthcare is also very tough these days. It's competitive.
Very.
Yeah. So yeah. We have to be careful with what you want to get into.
Yes.
Do a proper study and analysis of everything.
So what would be your top three tips, for example, to an aspiring business person, for example, if they want to move into any industry?
It all depends on his own liking.
Yes.
So some people love real estate. It's mm-hmm. big business. You
yes.
know? I used to be a real estate person back home in India, but here it is a different ballgame. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Indian real estate. It's different. Yeah. The way they work, the way it's fast and very competitive fast. Also.
Yeah.
So they have to choose their line, what they like, based on their personal liking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many businesses. People succeed in jewelry, they succeed in real estate,
mm-hmm.
in education, in healthcare, in contracting.
Yes.
It's up to each individual to choose what is good.
Yes.
And even the government body like Chamber of Commerce, and they advise
mm-hmm.
what is depending on what capacity you have to invest also.
Yes.
They'll advise what is good for each individual, yeah.
I just finished this book called Ikage, which is basically talking about why the Japanese people especially live so long. And the main thing is to live in your purpose, you know, to do something that you love and live in your purpose, which was exactly, you know, what you said.
If you're passionate about your work, you'll enjoy life, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You stay so incredibly busy. You wear so many different hats. How do you maintain a work-life balance?
You know, recently a sheikh called me and he asked me, where are you, Mr. Mohideen? At home or in the office? I said, sheikh, what do you mean? I go from home to office only? He said, that's your reputation.
Yeah.
People know you as a family man and related to your business. That's it, you know.
Yes.
My life revolves around my family and my mm-hmm. business. I travel a lot. I enjoy traveling.
Yes. So what do you do in your free time then, when you're not with your family?
I read books. I read magazines. I watch movies.
Yes. Bollywood movies? Or
any movie, you know. I need keep my mind occupied. You know?
Yes.
I like to be a little constructive.
And you own a chain of medical universities and healthcare. I'm assuming you work out also.
Yes, I have. We have a chain of health clubs.
Yes.
So I have a personal trainer who comes and helps me in the mornings every day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to be fit, you know. I can't be a burden to anyone.
Yeah. Well, you've got lots of doctors.
Yeah.
In case something happens. Can you share some of your long-term goals for the Thumbe Group and the legacy that you would like to leave behind?
You know, with the COVID, most of our plans couldn't be implemented.
Yes.
But, you know, my nature, and I believe, I learned from some people that you have to keep dreaming. To dream, you don't have to pay someone money, you don't have to issue a check. Nor will you disturb another person, because it's in your mind. Either I want to build 25 more hospitals, I want to do this. And so I'm a dreamer, you know. I'm looking for the right opportunity.
Yes.
I will keep growing, inshallah, yeah.
Yes.
I'm getting old, but I will achieve my goals, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Age is just a number.
Yeah. No, I have many excuses to my... I say, Kentucky owner... He started his career at 67.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky Chicken is one of the biggest retail chain in the world
now.
So imagine at 67 he started. There are so many people, senior, who started late in life and succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have an opportunity, you know.
Yes. How do you stay inspired when you dream even bigger? What keeps you inspired?
There are two aspects to business. One, making money out of it. Getting satisfied, you created it. We are creating. It's not that there's a model like this. Like, for example, this online portal you are planning, what is being done. There's none of its kind in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very niche one. It's a very specialized one. So that satisfaction that we created it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we need money because we are doing it for a purpose. It has to sustain itself and make some money.
Mm-hmm.
But the third most important, I feel, we serve the community in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I joke sometimes with the government authorities, you know, mm-hmm. when the UAE announces their budget, every newspaper carries a heading, budget announced,
yes.
priority given to healthcare and education.
Yeah. Correct? And so, you're in both.
So I say in a small way, we're also contributing.
Yes.
Yeah.
If somebody is listening right now and they've never been to a Thumbe pharmacy or a hospital, why should they visit?
When we started off, because it's an academic setup, it's a teaching hospital, we priced ourselves cheap.
Yes.
Cost-effective, because we wanted large population to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we succeeded. You know, our first hospital in Ajman was a 150-bedded hospital, which was a huge hospital for Ajman. Ajman is a small population.
Yes.
And our competitor was Khalifa Hospital, which is government, mm-hmm. and which was free.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, because of a good intention, we survived. We became the busiest hospital in the country. So we had 2,000 patients a day. We had 600 deliveries a month. So that hospital itself has delivered 70,000 babies.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And some of those babies have grown and joined our medical school now.
What's next for the Thumbe Group? If you could.
I told you, I'm dreaming. Trying to do many things. In technology, we're getting into metaverse. We're getting so many good things, you know, mm-hmm. yeah.
I find it very difficult to understand the metaverse. It's very difficult for me.
Seriously, what you said is true. When I heard about the metaverse a few years ago, I called my people. I said, we have to get into this. But they told me it's not yet developed. It's not clear. And it can't be implemented in all your businesses. It can be done in administration or
yes.
it done in admission office.
Mm-hmm.
Or our wellness, the health club,
yes.
they're planning to tie up with the Indian yoga center.
Okay.
They want to make the yoga training biggest in the world on metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one of the projects, many projects.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's not developed fully.
Yes.
It's not developed fully, yeah.
Yes. Sometimes we have some callers and they call and they say, we work in the metaverse.
Yeah.
And it's still very difficult. Get my head around what exactly
it's
that
is. It's not
means.
Developed, really. No, yeah.
It's not. Where can we follow you, Mr. Thumbe? Follow you online, on LinkedIn, on Instagram?
I'm on LinkedIn. I'm quite popular.
Yes.
I'm on Instagram. I have more than 100,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
I'm on Facebook. I have more than 150,000 followers.
Wonderful.
I'm doing this because our promotion department
yeah.
has encouraged me, do it for the sake of business.
You know,
so I promote the business, you know,
yes.
through this. Yeah.
So they can follow you if they search for
Thumbe Mohiuddin. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for
Thank
your time.
You.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
It's a pleasure talking to you.